Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump has issued a video statement warning people to get out of the path of Hurricane Florence.
Yeah, let's hear about that now as we go to the news line, because the president's been talking about this. And at the White House, CBS's Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, what's the president saying about this storm and also his response to the hurricanes last year?
Yeah, sure. Well, let's start with this current storm, Florence. The president says it's going to be really, really bad along the coast. That it could be the worst hurricane the southeastern U.S. has seen in decades, 25 to 30 years, he says, maybe even ever. Yesterday, the president was briefed in the Oval Office by the FEMA administrator and the Homeland Security Secretary, and he appeared to be engaged in this. He says that the federal government is as ready as anybody's ever been. But he's also warning that people that bad things can happen. As he says in this Twitter video this morning, it's called Mother Nature. And that people should heed the advice of officials to evacuate before it's too late. The president was asked yesterday in the Oval Office if he's learned any lessons from the response to Hurricane Maria last year, which devastated Puerto Rico. And he took that as an opportunity to talk about what an incredible unsung success, he says, the response to the storm in Puerto Rico was. That despite the fact that the storm was blamed for nearly 3,000 deaths. The president argues that the government, in its response, had to overcome the difficulties inherent in dealing with an entire island that was in crisis. He says that the electrical grid in Puerto Rico was weak to begin with and taken out by the storm, and that the federal response, considering the conditions, is something worthy of higher marks than the media and people, perhaps even in, certainly in Puerto Rico, have given him. The local officials and a number of people who live down there have been sharply critical of the response. The president's view is that the best job of all the hurricanes that the government responded to last year was in Puerto Rico, but he says nobody would understand that. Obviously, many people down in Puerto Rico who have had to live through it have had a very different view of what they see as a lackluster federal response to the dire conditions that they suffered through last year.
Any talk about the president visiting the hurricane zone in a couple of days, or is it too early to talk about that, you think?
Well, there will certainly be that discussion at a certain point in time, but by now, at this point, it's far too early, Paul. I mean, the storm track is making a beeline for the coast, and really the immediate concern here at the White House is making sure that everyone there understands that they have to heed the advice, they have to prepare, they have to get out if they can, and otherwise they have to hunker down and be safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.